The heated driveways, expansive wine cellars and infinity pools of the uber-rich are still on the checklists of the North Shore's most luxurious mansions. But there's one characteristic that still defines many of North and West Vancouver's most sought-after addresses: waterfront. With waterfront, there's only so much of it. Everybody wants to live on the waterfront, pretty much around the world, said West Vancouver realtor Calvin Lindbergh of Angel Hasman & Associates. On the North Shore, waterfront estates fronting the beach in West Vancouver, or Lower Lonsdale penthouse condos and mansions with expansive views over Burrard Inlet continue to be well represented among the upper strata of property ownership. 17 homes in West Vancouver were on BC Assessments' list of the top 100 assessments in the province this year. As is the case for more ordinary digs, assessments of the most luxurious properties were up this year, but only slightly, averaging about a 5% increase, compared to last year's double-digit hikes. 3330 Radcliffe Avenue. West Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. Hollingsworth designed waterfront mansions. Top assessment rolls. Architecturally designed homes in beachfront West Bay and Sandy Cove neighborhoods continue to rank among the highest assessed properties. The area on the waterfront between Dunderave and Sandy Cove is known as the Golden Mile to realtors, said Lindbergh. Those properties always garner the highest sales and in the highest assessments. Topping the list once again is a five-bedroom, six-bath mansion on the West Bay waterfront in West Vancouver, custom designed by architect Russell Hollingsworth on a large property at 3330 Radcliffe Avenue, valued this year at $33.2 million. That's up about 5% over last year's assessment of $31.65 million, but still less than the stratospheric value of more than $35 million which the property reached in 2017. Its lowest value in the past 5 years was in 2020, when the property was assessed at a mere $26.5 million. The second highest assessment was another West Vancouver Hollingsworth-designed Dunderave waterfront mansion. The three-bedroom, seven-bathroom 9,000-square-foot home, on a large property at 2,588 Bellevue Avenue, was valued at more than $28.73 million this year, up about 6% from its $27 million value last year. That property's highest value topped out at $30.92 million during the real estate gold rush 5 years ago and fell as low as $21.58 million during the pandemic in 2021.1669 Marlowe. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. A Chartwell mansion at 1690 Marlowe Place in the British Properties, another familiar address in the top assessment list, was third highest this year with a value of $27.5 million, up 8% over last year's $25.39 million assessment. Directly, across the street, the neighboring mansion at 1669 Marlowe also made the list of highest assessed properties, coming in at number 6, with an assessment of $23.3 million. West Bay, Chartwell neighborhoods sought after rounding out the top 10 highest assessments were similar neighboring homes in those West Bay and Chartwell neighborhoods, valued at between $21 million and $24.6 million. In the number 4 spot was a 5-bedroom, 7-bathroom home of approximately 14,000 square feet that occupies a huge lot on the West Bay waterfront at 3110 Travers Avenue in West Vancouver, assessed at just under $24.6 million. Number 5 was another West Bay waterfront mansion. The 6-bedroom, 9-bathroom home on a massive lot at 130 Oxley Street was assessed at $23.8 million. This West Vancouver luxury home at 5365 Seaside Place sold for $22.7 million at the end of August 2021. Courtesy of Malcolm Hasman, Angel Hasman & Associates Realty Limited. The property ranked number 7 on the list of highest assessments was a modern 8,800-square-foot waterfront home at 5,365 Seaside Place in Caulfield, assessed at just under $22.6 million. Situated on a private, gated peninsula and boasting an infinity pool, outdoor spa and boathouse, the 4-bedroom, 7-bathroom home was sold for $22.7 million in August 2021 by Malcolm Hasman at Angel Hasman & Associates Realty Limited, which was the highest sale that year. 4351 Irwin Drive, West Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. A 10,000-square-foot beachfront home at 4351 Irwin Drive, ranked number 8 on the list with an assessment of just over $22.5 million, was also sold in February 2021 for $18 million. A neighboring waterfront 4-bedroom 7-bathroom property at 4343 Irwin Drive was number 9 with an assessment of $22.3 million. It last sold in March 2020 for $19 million. Another waterfront property on Irwin Drive, at 4371, rounded out the top 10 assessed values at $21.8 million for the 5-bedroom, 7-bath home on a huge property, 4343 Irwin Drive, West Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. Actual property sales in such exclusive postal codes were down this year over last year, with 10 sales over $10 million reported on the North Shore this year, compared to 16 last year, said Brent Eilers of RE/MAX Masters Realty. Who's buying such homes? People who are very successful, said Lindbergh. Some are former mining and resource industry executives. Others have made their mark in business and finance, while some are in the movie business. Few are losing sleep about the mortgage stress test, Lindbergh and Eilers agreed. This home at 2910 Park Lane, West Vancouver, sold for $21.5 million in August 2022. Iconic Altamont waterfront estate top sale of 2022. According to public real estate records, the top sale on the North Shore last year was an iconic 5-bedroom, 7-bathroom luxury estate at 2910 Park Lane on the Altamont waterfront, which sold for $21.5 million on August 10. The 14-year-old, 9,400-square-foot home sits on a lot of almost half an acre of high-bank waterfront, including 98 feet of shoreline. The home was built in 2008 by its former owner Masadiq Medali, a former chair of BC Hydro and a leader in the renewable energy industry, on the site of an apple orchard formerly owned by a member of Vancouver's Woodward family. Designed by architect Peter Grant, the home features luxuries like an elevator, indoor-outdoor speaker sound system, in-floor heating system, heated driveway, 5 fireplaces, infinity pool, floor-to-ceiling windows and a professional music room. The luxury home, assessed at $14 million, was originally listed for sale at about $30 million. 2250 Indian River Cress as the top assessment in North Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. Secluded forest compound tops North Van assessments in the District of North Vancouver. The top North Vancouver assessment continued to be a secluded 14-acre compound in the woods above Deep Cove, at 2250 Indian River Cress. Assessed at $16.1 million, up about 5% from last year. The property includes a 9,000-square-foot custom West Coast home as well as a pond and Japanese-inspired garden, although much of its property value is in its subdivision potential. All North Vancouver's other top assessed properties continue to be found in a neighborhood on the Dollarton waterfront, on Beachview Drive and Lowry Lane, ranging in value from $11.3 million to $13.47 million. The second and third top assessments were neighbors within a block of each other on Beachview Drive. A 6-bedroom, 6-bathroom home at 754 Beachview Drive, valued at just under $12.55 million, occupied the number 2 spot. A home at 754 Beachview Drive in North Vancouver sold September 8 for $14.9 million. Zeal T. CA Beachview Drive Mansion sold for $14.9 million in September. The deluxe 8,850-square-foot, 6-bedroom, 8-bathroom home on 3/4 of an acre sold in September for $14.9 million. Features of the oceanfront mansion include an infinity pool, 10-person hot tub, golf putting green, dock with boat lift, 4 jet ski slip and private ramp. Inside features double-height ceilings, Miele appliances, movie theater, billiard area, gym, sauna, steam room and wine room. Another neighboring home, a 7,200-square-foot waterfront house designed by architect Brian Hemingway, at 672 Beachview Doctor, which was the 5th highest assessment in North Vancouver, was also the top sale in North Vancouver in 2021, going for $11 million. It was assessed at $12.7 million this year. 682 Beachview Drive was the 5th highest assessment in North Vancouver at $12.4 million. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. High-rise Havens top valued in City of North Van. All the City of North Vancouver's top 10 assessments were once again waterfront condominiums, ranging in assessed value from $5 million to $10.5 million. The top assessment in the city was a penthouse suite in a waterfront condominium tower at 1301 to 199 Victory Ship Way, assessed at $10.4 million, up from its $8.97 million assessment last year. Eight of the top assessed condos were in a neighboring building at 175 Victory Ship Way. The third highest assessment in the city, a 3,000-square-foot sub-penthouse at 905 to 175 Victory Ship Way, was also the top sale in the city of North Vancouver in 2021, going for $5.8 million in February 2021. It is currently assessed at $5.3 million. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.